Chapter 4. On the Lake. The next day, Leo knocked at my door.
Hi,
I said, as I opened the door. I was happy to see Leo.
Can we take the boat today and go to the other side of the lake? He asked.
I don't know, I answered. We'll have to ask my dad. Let's go and talk to him. We found my father in the yard.
Dad, can we use the boat? I asked.
Who will be in the boat with you? Dad asked.
Can they swim?
Me and my friend Richie, said Leo.
Don't worry, we can swim very well.
Is John going with you? Dad asked.
I'll go and ask him, I answered. I went into the house and knocked on John's bedroom door. He was lying on his bed, playing with his Game Boy.
We're going out in the boat, I said.
Do you want to come with us?
John jumped off the bed.
Of course I want to come, he said.
And we both returned to the yard.
Okay, then, Dad said when he saw us. Take 4 life jackets and make sure you wear them. Don't go too far, and come home before it gets dark.
We left the house and went to find Richie. We were excited and wanted to get to the other side of the lake as quickly as possible. We rowed quickly across the lake. A few motorboats passed us, making our boat move up and down on the water. We held the sides of the boat and tried not to fall into the lake.
This is scary, Leo said.
Don't worry, I told him. We're nearly there.
We arrived at the bay and got out of the boat. There weren't any motorboats there.
It's very quiet here, said John. He was frightened.
It's just a beach, I said. We pulled the boat out of the water and started to walk along the sand.
Hey, look, Richie said, pointing. Someone was here.
There were some black sticks on the ground. They were obviously from a fire, but they looked old.
These sticks have been here for a long time, Leo said.
We came to a wood and started walking through it. Suddenly, we heard footsteps.
Oh, no, said John.
I realized that it wasn't a good idea to bring John. He was frightened of everything. We waited quietly and listened for more noises. Then I saw a man behind some trees. He was wearing an old cowboy hat and he was holding a rifle.
Everyone hide, I said.
We hid behind a big tree and watched the man. There weren't any other people with the man, but he was talking. Then he kicked the sticks from the campfire angrily. We were all trembling.
Please don't see our boat. Please don't see our boat, I thought.
But he saw it immediately.
Intruders, he shouted.
Then he pointed the rifle at the trees and looked around. We ran into the middle of the wood.
Did he see us? John asked.
I don't know, I replied.
I don't think so.
We sat on the ground under the trees and waited for the man to go. We were very frightened. Silver Lake is a place for families on vacation. Why was this man so angry that we were there? We waited for a very long time. Finally, we heard his footsteps again, but this time he was walking in a different direction. He wasn't coming towards us.
I think it's safe now, said Richie. Let's go.
We ran to the boat. Everyone jumped in, and I pushed the boat into the water. Then I saw that we had a problem.
That man has thrown our oars into the lake, I shouted in panic.
What are we going to do? Asked Leo.
He might return.
We'll have to row with our arms, I said.
We tried to move the boat with our arms, but it didn't help. We needed the oars. I removed my shoes and jumped into the water. I could still stand, and I started to walk and push the boat into the lake. But soon the water was too high, and I had to swim. It was very difficult to swim and push the boat at the same time.
Eddie!
Shouted John. His face was white and he was crying. I felt terrible. Why did I bring my younger brother on this adventure? Richie put his hand on John's shoulder.
Don't be frightened, John, he said. Eddie's just trying to move the boat. He's okay.
I waved to John from the water.
I'm getting the oars, I said. I began to swim to the oars, but they were moving in a different direction. Leo saw that I needed help and started to remove his shoes too.
I'm coming, he shouted.
He turned to John and Richie. You two stay in the boat, he said. Then he jumped into the water and started to swim with me to the oars. Soon we were far from the boat. The man couldn't catch us now, but he could still catch John and Richie. Perhaps he was watching us from the woods. We were very worried. We swam for a few minutes and finally got to the oars, and we each took one of them. Then we swam back to the boat, but this was more difficult with the oars in our hands, and it took longer. When we arrived at the boat, we climbed in with Richie's help and rowed home quickly.
Don't tell Mom and Dad about this, I told John. They'll be very angry with us.
I won't, Eddie, he said. But in future, please stay on this side of the lake. He started to cry again.
Don't cry, John, Richie said.
We're safe now. Leo put his cap on John's head and said, Don't worry, John. We're nearly home. Half an hour later, we were home. Mom was working in the yard.
How was the ride in the boat? She asked.
Was it fun?
Yes, we all said.
We're tired and hungry, said Richie.
Leo's coming to my house for lunch.
Bye, everyone.
See you later, Leo said, taking his cap from John. The boys left and Mom looked at John.
You're very white, John, she said.
Are you ill?
John tried to smile.
Oh, Mom, stop worrying, he said.
I'm just tired from rowing.
You big boys didn't make your brother do all the work, did you, Eddie? She asked.
No, of course not, I answered. We didn't even ask him to row.
He just wanted to.
Mom pushed some hair from her face.
Well, go inside, she said. There are some sandwiches for you on the kitchen table. And have a shower.
That was lucky, John said, when we were alone.
Yes, it was, I answered. Now, if you still want to come with us, you must be brave. You mustn't cry. And if I think that we're going to a scary or dangerous place, I'll tell you. You mustn't tell Mom, okay? John nodded his head sadly.
You're not going to cry again, are you, John? I asked.
No, I'm not, John answered.
I'm hungry, Eddie. Let's go into the kitchen. And don't worry, I won't tell Mom or Dad.
That night in bed, I thought about our adventure. Then something occurred to me. That man with the rifle looked like a criminal, and he probably sent the signal across the lake on our first night at the cabin. So there was probably another criminal on our side of the lake. But where?